This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
And you know, this coronavirus obviously is extremely serious. And you know that Rudy Gobert was the guy that triggered it on the sports side, correct? That's the one that really, like, shocked the world, maybe saved a lot of lives in the process. We saved a lot of athletes from going through the, you know, whatever discomfort you're going to go through with corona, because it seems like it's really bad for some people, it's bothersome for others, and then for others it's not so bad at all. And, you know, most people are recovering from it, which is great. But unfortunately, there's a lot of people that are going down with it, and then there's a lot of people that we're losing. Well, an NBA cameraman who shot the footage inside the Jazz locker room in March is now in a coma due to the coronavirus. So while Gobert has been able to recover and Donovan Mitchell, no problem, well, the guy that worked the Jazz Pistons game on March 7th has now come down with the coronavirus, and he is now in a medically induced coma following being diagnosed with the coronavirus. And according to Yahoo Sports, the cameraman, who's in his 50s, was just 4 days before the NBA suspended the league indefinitely. The cameraman has worked for years as part of the broadcast at games in the Little Caesars Arena. It's unknown when, where, or how the man contracted the virus. He's been hospitalized since March 18th. Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell have both tested positive. Christian Wood of the Pistons also tested positive as well. So the NBA obviously then suspended the season after that. But there's a man that is now in an induced coma and was covering Rudy Gobert. And again, he might have given it to Rudy Gobert. Somebody else might have given it to him and Rudy Gobert. You just don't know. You just don't know where you got it at all. You don't know how long you've been carrying it. You know, like for all of us, and I know that you go through the same things I do every day. Like, you're just like, okay, I don't have a fever, I don't have that cough, and I don't have a shortness of breath. And it's another day that goes by, and you're just grateful that at least you're not seeing those symptoms. You still could have it, but at least you're not seeing the serious symptoms, which then would lead you to more problems. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of us walking around with it. You know, and it's just one of those things that we got to walk around with it and eventually get rid of it. And our bodies will, you know, eventually get rid of it. And maybe we didn't even know we had it, because we, you know how many of us are going to have the corona, get rid of the corona, and not know we had the corona? Because it's not like we can go get tested for the hell of it. I mean, did you see that piece from that doctor in New York? How she was walking everybody through what was going on and how they're even wearing trash bags because they don't have the proper equipment for protection. She has to wear her N95 mask, the same one she wore all day one day, which you're not even supposed to wear it all day. You're supposed to be able to switch them out. She actually had to wear it again another day for an entire day again. I mean, that's just disgusting, dude.
Well, Trump said you should be able to just disinfect that, right?
Well, I mean, what you do is there's filters.
No, you know he actually said that, right?
No, I know, but there's filters that come with it, and you can change the filters, because I have the N95.
The guts, the internal that's touching you.
Yeah. I have one in my car. I'm not kidding you. I have one in my car. If I need one and I have to get off somewhere, I have it in my car. In fact, after here the break at the top of the hour, I should go get my mask just so I can show it off there. And I'm not, you guys know me, man. I don't live the life of the BS, bro. I tell you, plain and simple, good or bad, you know, whatever it is, I tell you how it is. And to watch that piece by that doctor yesterday, that was heartbreaking, man. Heartbreaking. Wow. The fact that we can't provide our medical team in this country everything that they need to do their jobs, and they're putting their lives at risk to save others. Ultimate heroes, man. We got thousands of heroes across this country right now, across the world. You know what? Let me say across the world, because there are medical professionals everywhere all over the world risking their lives to save us. It's pretty amazing stuff.